media. As consumers, we are bombarded by it at every turn, like the Incredible Hulk being bombarded by gamma rays. But what makes some media endure, while others are banished to the forgotten black hole of obscurity, never to be heard from again? Who or what decides this? Hetero life mates Steve and Yehel want to know, and they want to know now. This is Obscurity Now.
Hey, dude. And welcome to another episode of Obscurity Now, the show that takes a look at weird and almost forgotten pieces of media that we decide they should be remembered for all of human history or tossed in the black hole of obscurity, never to be heard from again. My name is Steve, and with me, you better watch out for those crazy old cacti.
Yeah, hell. Are we going to have to deal with this, your hey dude-isms the whole time? I actually can't see you in Skype, I just now realized, but that's for the best, I think.
Okay, well, I'll just fix that for you, but watch out, I might be one of those crazy jackrabbits. Is it working now?
Yeah, it's working.
It's not working as well as the charisma between the two of us, of course.
No, definitely not.
But I mean, if I can't do the isms now, when am I ever going to get a chance to do them again? I mean, if you were on a date with, first time ever with some lady and started busting out the hey dude isms, I mean, they're probably not going to fly, or would they?
I would assume that they're not going to fly. Anyway, Steve, dating pro tip, don't use hey dude-isms.
I mean, if you really like the show and, you know, like you're looking for someone to spend the rest of your life with and they have to be a hey dude fan, I mean, you'd probably want to open with it, I'd imagine, right?
I feel like this is something you want to slow walk them into.
I don't know. Hey Dude is pretty
not a bad show, or it's not like some weird creepy show or anything like that, but
like Twin Peaks.
I just don't think it should be part of your first date opening salvo.
I agree completely, but hey, you know, I was at Hey Dude Con.
It's like 20... Star Trek.
Yeah, I mean, I assume you open every date like speaking full-on Klingon. Full-on Klingon. That should have been the name of our band, you know?
There probably is like some kind of band out there named Full-on Klingon.
Yeah, but anyway, enough about the Klingons. We are here to discuss the Hey Dude pilot, and we might as well just go ahead and get it out of the way. What is your experience with Hey Dude? Did you watch it? Tell me about it.
Oh yeah, I have watched every episode of Hey Dude when it was on TV. And I liked it a lot back in the day. And I think I told you that I thought we had covered this because I randomly watched this episode sometime last year, and I somehow thought that like we had covered it, but I guess I just of my own volition chose to watch it, but. What about you? What was your history?
I definitely watched it as well. I don't think I watched it as diligently as you did. Like, I remember...
That's why you're not a senior staff guy.
Of Hey Dude? Or of Obscurity?
That was like a big plot point in this episode about like Ted. Wow. He kept saying that. God. Did you watch it, Steve? Is Hey Dude too cerebral for you? All you remember is the, hey, dude.
Well...
All you remember is the theme song.
I will say that Hey Dude is not as edgy as some of the earlier Nickelodeon content. We've only ever covered the Salute Your Shorts. And
not enough fat rogue ass in here for you.
That was a problem. I did put that in my notes. I said, great episode, but not enough juicy rogue ass.
Yeah, funny enough, this week, a buddy of mine, fellow YouTuber Stika, somehow in a group chat it came up or whatever, and he was like, I don't know what these guys are talking about. Like, her ass was flat all the time in the original show, and he like started pulling up screenshots from the original show. And it's like, yeah. But the funniest thing, he's like he had the side by side comparison of the new Gambit's face and the old Gambit's face. He's like, this is what people should be mad about, and oh my God, the new Gambit's face, it really is like terrible.
Ooh, I haven't noticed. Man, I'll have to take a look at that.
Well, you remember old Gambit's face.
Sure. Right? I mean, it looks just like from the cartoon. The Jim Lee one, basically, yeah.
Well, I know our viewers won't be able to see it, but in Skype, I'm dropping you this comparison, and you can see like what they've done to our boy. They took out like the side.
What the
parts of the mask?
Oh, that is terrible.
They kept the same eyebrows, but like now he doesn't have the black, because he used to have black eyes with red pupils, and now he's just got like beautiful hazel eyes.
Yeah, that's terrible. And he doesn't have like the, you know, the weird Gambit eyes anymore either. They're just like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. He has regular eyes instead of the red and black Gambit eyes, and his mask isn't like covering his cheeks anymore.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah, I'm gonna drop that picture in the Obscuratron when we get there.
Yeah, funny enough though, they managed to keep his exact same nose. Exact same mouth. Like when you look at these, like the bridge of his nose is the same too. Like they went out of their way to keep so much stuff the same, but then they like changed the two most, you know, recognizable things about him. Real strange.
It is it's an odd choice for sure. But no, you are absolutely right, because after our episode last Sunday, I just put on the original X-Men cartoon just been watching a few episodes here and there. And yeah, you're right. Like they're all pretty flat assed in that. Like, so the entire internet has been obsessing about one frame where they decided to give some definition to Rogue, but I can't believe we're talking about it. This 2 weeks
I would say
in
it's
a row.
The entire internet. It's a very specific group of people.
But yeah, so back to Hey Dude. I remember basically, I feel like Hey Dude would come on like when I would come home from school, Hey Dude would be on, and I would kind of roll my eyes because, like, as I said, Hey Dude wasn't as edgy or in your face as a Salute Your Shorts or even a Clarissa Explains It All.
That's weird. I just lost.
What did you lose?
I couldn't hear you for like 10 seconds, but it's back.
Okay. I would be, and also it reminded me of like the Westerns that my dad watched. So I would see that Hey Dude was on and I would be disappointed, but I would still watch it. And then by the end of the episode, I'd be like, okay, that was pretty good. And then I remember they would also have like Hey Dude marathons sometimes, I guess during the summer on the weekends or something. And I'd end up watching him. I don't know if I loved it, but I liked it enough to continue watching it. So I would say I was always a little lukewarm on Hey Dude, but I was interested to see if it was going to hold up or not here in 2024. So should we dive a little bit deeper into Hey Dude? Ugh, that sounds weird.
Yeah, let's do it. I do remember, too, though, that with Hey Dude, basically the last season was like way better than all the other seasons.
Man, I don't think I ever made it that far. Like, what are some things that you remember about the last season, just to see if it jogs my memory?
I remember like that they had a finale that was, I think it's the finale. I think it's called like War. Let me see.
War.
Misremembering this.
Wow.
Yeah. Like the finale was like a Capture the Flag game. That was like the new, like, because, you know, obviously the original cast is getting older now, and they had like new kids working at the ranch or something like that. So it was like they did like a flag football game or something, or some kind of Capture the Flag game or something like that. I remember that episode being pretty good. I remember that they have one episode in the last season where they convince Ted that he's shrinking.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, I just remember like it was just like getting like real. It just got like real zany, but in a good way.
How about that hilarious episode where Ted and Brad finally had sex, and then she had to go get an abortion?
Well, you know, I mean, I was gonna save it for when I covered the cast, but the actress that played Brad, Kelly Brown. Mm-hmm. The only other thing she did besides this was something called Danger Zone 4, Mad Girls. Bad Girls. She did it. She did it right after Hey Dude in 92. And let me just read you the description.
Oh, boy.
Wade Olsen finds himself deep in the danger zone when seven angry women kidnap him and take him into the desert away from the law. Sex is their weapon. Revenge is their motive. Join these mad, bad girls for a wild ride into the danger zone.
Wow. Okay, is this like a Skinamax softcore porn, or is it more like a Girls Gone Wild kind of thing? Even though I know this definitely predates that. Help us out here.
I mean, I don't know. I guess this might have been like straight to video because it's not rated.
Boner?
It's an hour and 22
boner
minutes.
Boner comedy?
Huh? Steve, everything that description I read to you is all I know about.
Oh, I figured you did a deep dive into Danger Zone 4.
But what I do think is funny is that there is one review on IMDb for it, and it says the last film in the series is the title. But yeah, like it's I don't know. We'll maybe we'll look into it in the future one day, but. This was rated, funny enough, that Danger Zone thing. It was rated 6.5 mm-hmm. on IMDb. And the episode of Hey Dude we watched today, 6.0.
Oh.
So, according to the public, our follow-up was better.
Oh, man. That's hilarious. All right. Well, I'm intrigued. We're going to dive a little deeper into Danger Zone and Hey Dude coming up.
Welcome to your feature presentation.
You better watch out for that crazy old danger zone. Oh, you love it. You love it. All right. So, Hey Dude is an American Western comedy series that was broadcast from 1989 to 1991 on the Nickelodeon Network for a teenage audience. It portrayed the lives of the new ranch owner of the fictional Bar None Ranch, his son, a female ranch hand, and up to six teenage summer employees. The show had five seasons, each with 13 half-hour episodes, which makes 65 episodes in total. Did you even remember Buddy, Mr. Ernest's son? I guess you're the dude head here. You're the duder because I completely
I'm
forgot
the
about
senior
him.
Staff member yeah. here.
Yeah, right. We are watching the pilot, season one, episode one, which is titled Day One at the Bar None Ranch. Now, when you were watching this, did you, or I guess you previously watched it, I don't know, a couple of months ago, or maybe you watch it on a regular basis. I don't know what you people do, but...
you people.
you duders. did that pilot come back to you? Because I don't think I've ever seen the pilot before.
I'm sorry, have I ever seen this
like,
before?
Like, yeah, I mean, do you remember before. Watching it when it... previously when it originally aired is what I'm asking.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure I watched this multiple times. Like you said, they would do reruns. I mean, yes, they would rerun it, but they would also do like marathons sometimes of it. So, you know, and it's the 90s, you watch whatever comes on.
Absolutely right. Especially on those like boring summer weekends. I feel like that's when Hey Dude. I feel you know how like they relegated Salute Your Shorts to like weekends only. I feel like the same thing happened to Hey Dude, but I couldn't find any evidence to back that up.
Well, I think it was more like you said, like they used to like run marathons. Like I feel like they went through like a couple years of like on the weekends, you'd either get a Hey Dude marathon, Salute Your Shorts, or like Wild and Crazy Kids. I remember they used to run a bunch of those too.
Absolutely.
Now, Wild and Crazy Kids. Now, there's a song.
Wild and Crazy Kids.
Wild.
I wonder if that's the same voiceover artist who does the "Look out for them killer cacti" and Wild and Crazy Kids.
It's just like a crazy janitor at Nickelodeon Studios. They secretly record.
They just came in after the weekend one Monday, and they were like, "Did you record this?" It's like, "No, no, did you?" And they look over, and they're like, Hector.
He just winks at them.
And then mysteriously vanishes. But the synopsis for the pilot is as follows. And it is a poorly written synopsis from IMDb, but here it is nonetheless. When horse crazy Bradley arrives at the Bar None Ranch, everyone thinks she's a great guest. Ted McGriff's efforts to impress Bradley backfire. Horse crazy Bradley. Did you think about that when you first saw Bradley in this? You're like, look at that girl. She's so horse crazy.
No. Her initial outfit, though, man, it's ridiculous.
Oh, there's a lot of ridiculous outfits in this. I'm just sad no one wore an actual No Fear shirt. maybe they weren't.
Well, Ted is kind of like a living No Fear shirt.
He is. He's a walking can of surge, that Ted. And that's why we love him. But anyway, this show was created by Dee LeDuc. She is also the creator of basically all the Double Dare shows, the original Super Sloppy and Family Double Dare. Also the creator of another game show called Finders Keepers, which I don't remember at all. She also wrote a few regular shows. She doesn't just do game shows and Hey Dude, apparently. Girlfriends and Designing Women, and that is basically it for her. And this was directed by Ross K. Bagwell. They call him K-Bag to his friends. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Ross K. Bagwell Jr. And he did 35 episodes of Hey Dude, something called Dance Line, and the producer of Roller Jam. Do you remember Roller Jam?
Was that like one of those like rollerblading competition shows, like roller derby or whatever?
That's exactly what it is. Good job.
That wasn't the one that was hosted by like where Macho Man was like one of the announcers.
Yeah, I didn't dive too deep.
Commentator.
It could be. Feel free to look through it while I talk about the writer here. One, Alan Goodman. He wrote 26 episodes of Hey Dude, 41 episodes of The Mystery Files of Shelby Woo, and 3 episodes of Clarissa Explains It All. So he was Mr. Nickelodeon there for a while. That's pretty much going to do it for me. Who were some of the thespians who brought Hey Dude to life?
All right. So first off, we have the most successful, at least from an acting point of view, cast member Christine Taylor. Mm-hmm. She plays Melody. I think most people would recognize her if they saw her. She's been in a bunch of movies, Zoolander, Dodgeball, The Wedding Singer. She was in the Brady movie. She was like Marsha. She was Sally Sitwell in Arrested Development, one of my favorite shows of all time. Love that show. She's been in a bunch of stuff, and you'll notice that Ben Stiller is in a lot of things that she's in because she married.
Yep.
Ben Stiller, mm-hmm. who is a huge Star Trek fan. I don't know if you knew that. He's gone on several Star Trek podcasts to discuss his obsession with it.
Well, good for him, I guess. I mean, great, great. I'm happy for you, man.
There we go. That's good. Yeah. Up next, we have Joe Torres, who plays Danny. He's supposed to be like a Native American guy. And I do remember that they like lean into it quite a bit at first, and I'm not quite sure how accurate it was or wasn't the information. I don't know if they had like a, because Joe himself is Mexican-American,
right.
The actor, he's not Native American, mm-hmm. as far as I can tell. He was before Hey Dude, he did something called The Human Tornado. He was sounds like in the background as a martial arts fighter. It looks like it's like a, might be like a black
exploitation
movie.
Oh, that's a
movie.
Rudy Ray Moore film. Oh, he was in that?
Yeah, it is Rudy Ray Moore. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, man, that movie is hilarious.
Actually, I have this trailer playing, like, muted, of course, and yeah, it looks kind of fun,
if
actually.
You've never seen Rudy Ray Moore movie, we've got to cover some. They are hilarious. They're awesome.
All right, I'm down. After Hey Dude, he retreated into private life. There's actually a lot of mystery around what happened to him. The cast doesn't seem to know. There's like been reports of sightings of him at some casino. Like
I remember that episode of Sightings.
Like 10 years
that
ago.
Was completely all about Joe Torres. Like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. There's also a Joe Torres working at a Toyota dealership in Tucson that looks a lot like him. So they think it might be him, but there's also a rumor that he died in 2004 of like some kind of liver disease. But yeah, no one really knows what happened to him, where he's at. He doesn't seem to have any kind of social media presence. So, you know, he's a mystery.
Wait,
he vanished.
I see what happened here. The ancient aliens, the Aztecs, they came and sucked him up and took him to the Aztec planet.
I thought maybe he didn't watch out for that cat.
No, Zeke, thanks for getting on the train. I knew you'd join eventually.
All right. Moving right along, we've got Josh Teigel, who plays Buddy. That is the son of... This is the only thing he ever did, by the way. He's like the youngest of the cast. I guess he's supposed to be like, what, like 12, 13 maybe, while everyone else is like...
Little Bart Simpson, 18. Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's the son of Mr. Ernst, who is played by David Brisbane, who I would say is the second most successful actor out of the bunch here. Mm. He's been in quite a few things. He's one of those guys that you recognize his face. Aaron Brockovich, Leaving Las Vegas, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, Twin Peaks, Firewalk with Me, Twin Peaks, The Missing Pieces. Is this doing it for you, Steve?
I'm so erect.
Okay. Anyway, so yeah, he's been in a bunch of stuff. Then we've got Debbie Coleman, who played Lucy. She's like the older, I mean, she's probably supposed to be what, like 40s, maybe early 50s at most. But she's kind of like another staff member who's like acts as an adult. She's been in a few things, but nothing of note, like 8 things altogether.
I got Jane Lynch vibes from her.
I could see that. Yeah. Yeah. She does have an appearance in an upcoming episode of Snapped. So there's something. If you love people's horrific murders being monetized, well, you have something to look forward to.
Well said. You just completely shadowed the true crime genre. I like that.
I mean, I've watched quite a bit of true crime, and I've been trying not to lately because after all, I'm like, you know, this really is like, especially when the families aren't involved in the production whatsoever, it is kind of like we're monetizing murder and so like there's something not quite right.
I wouldn't say I loathe it, but yeah, true crime, like the podcasts and whatever, they're just not for me. I prefer crime fiction. They usually have a better third act. But anyway.
Yeah. I have to admit, I have watched a lot of Snapped and a lot of other shows like
so you're
that.
Part of the problem.
I am part of the problem. Right. I'm part of the problem, Steve. So if I'm murdered, feel free to monetize.
Watch out for them true crime podcasts.
All right. Then we've got David Lasher, who plays Ted. Did you ever watch the show Blossom?
Yeah.
All right. Well, he was Vinny in Blossom, 48 episodes.
Oh, good for him.
He was also a producer on a few TV shows. He was in a few episodes of Beverly Hills 90210. He was in a TV show called The Other Two last year. So even though he doesn't have like a ton of work, you know, he pops in every once in a while. Actually, he was also on 48. What's that?
I don't want to put you on the spot, but was there ever any kind of a reason as to why he left, like, Hey Dude, like after like the second season? Does it say?
No, I didn't look into it. I thought he came back.
He did. He did come back. But, I mean, he must have left for... Oh, right. It's because of... he had to go do Brad's abortion. That's why he left.
I mean, my guess is... Well, he did... Yeah, he only missed one season. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking to see what he had in his IMDb. The only thing I can think of is Hey Dude came out in 1989. I mean, he has a TV movie that comes out in 91. He was getting other stuff, so maybe he just thought he was going to become like a movie star or something because he was getting a few things here and there.
I could see that.
But anyways, what I was going to say is he was also on a ton of episodes, 48 episodes of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. So actually, he didn't do too bad for himself.
No, not at all.
All right, and I think that I covered everybody in the cast here.
Yeah, I believe you did.
So yeah, no Star Trek connections this week, but yeah, that is our cast.
Just one mysterious disappearance. We're slowly going to turn it into a true crime podcast ourselves, and hey, then maybe our downloads will go up. But all right, are you ready to talk through this thing?
Let's do it.
So we are outside in the desert, daytime, and Ted, a fresh-faced youth, haphazardly sits at the back of a moving truck as it careens over a desert road. The truck stops, and Ted gets out. He thanks the driver, who basically should be played by Sam Elliott. He's got the handlebar mustache and everything.
Mm-hmm. He's got that look, yeah.
And Ted thanks him for the ride, and the driver's like, "No problem, Ted. That was the best roadhead I've ever gotten in my life," which is really edgy. I'm surprised they kept that in. I mean,
yeah, and you said like this show wasn't as edgy as other ones. I don't know what you need to get your rocks on these days, Steve.
So Ted walks up to a large building with a sign on it that says, "Welcome to the Bar None Ranch." And he basically announces to no one that he's back, which I think it's fun because it already shows that, you know, Ted has a big ego. He's expecting everyone to be like, "Oh, hey, Ted, hey, welcome back." But no one's there. But he's going to go ahead and announce it anyway.
I will say, even though I found like some of the dialogue clunky in this episode, but they do a good job of establishing the characters and their personalities pretty early on, you know, real similar to Salute Your Shorts. They do a good job of like explaining who these people are pretty quickly.
Absolutely. A limo pulls up, the door opens, and a young, well-dressed woman exits the back. This is Brad, even though they don't say her name or anything. Ted tries to take her bags because he assumes that she is a guest. And then it's weird. He once again offers her roadhead, but she just moves on. Like, can't believe they did that. So,
it's so strange. So strange.
Ted follows and says he's a senior staffer. Because when he first entered the building, there was like a bulletin board. He like took out the letter, and that's that would announce to him that he is now senior staff. He explains to her that it's a big deal. And he like starts walking backwards for some reason and ends up falling in a water trough, which I don't know, I guess is supposed to be funny, but really didn't do it for me.
I mean, I guess like it does become like an ongoing bit because he is it once or two
I think
more
it's
times
like three he times up. He falls into this trough.
Yeah, he ends up. So I mean, I get what they were going for.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, the reason why this one didn't do it for me, it's like the way they shot it, that they blocked it was pretty bad because he's like walking backwards as she's talking to him and you don't see a trough or anything behind him and there never was. And they just kind of like they edit him kind of like, "Oh, I'm falling." And then they cut to what is clearly like a different area. Mm-hmm. Where now there's the trough, you know, like the lighting is completely different. There's like no trees anymore behind them. Like, so yeah.
Right.
I don't know what that was about.
It's like the ranch, like just magically created the trough for him to fall in. Or is this something along those lines? It's a Cronenberg thing. You wouldn't understand. All right. So the Hey Dude theme plays. And what do you think of the Hey Dude theme?
Oh, I love the Hey Dude theme. I think it fits the show really great. It's really catchy. The lyrics are very memorable. I mean, you won't shut up. I wish actually the song was a little worse so that you wouldn't have been quoting it both before and during the podcast. But yeah, like, what do you think about it? I'm sure you like
it. It is a great theme song, and I would say it's one of those that has lived in the back of my mind since I heard it all the way back in the early 90s. And yeah, that I think I might have forgotten all about that weird announcer voice, but man, did it, it's back, baby, and it's not going anywhere.
It's so funny because it's like there's like two vocals on the song. Like one of them is like a guy just singing the song, which is the song is catching up on its own. But then what really, really does it is the second guy doing vocal, the guy talking, who's like the singing guy will like sing like yippee-ki-yay. And then the second guy's like
yippee-ki-yay, what?
And then the singing guy responds like the cowboy say.
Sing it again now.
But yeah, it sounds terrible the way we're
describing
it.
We're doing
it's good.
Justice. We're doing it better. Even
no, we're not.
It reminds me of the Cowboys of Moon Mesa theme, actually, just because they're both country, sort of twangy in style.
Yeah, I could see that. Like if the Moon Mesa theme was good,
the Moon Mesa theme was good. It was the rest of the show that stunk. But moving on. So we see Danny. He's we're inside a bunk now, and we see Danny wearing a tie-dye shirt because I think I remember in the early 90s where like tie-dye had a comeback for a minute there. Do you remember?
Yeah, I sure do. Did you notice though the shirt also that Ted is wearing?
Let's see. I think I wrote it down here.
It's a Billabong shirt.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yep, that's right up there with No Fear, I'd say. Not as ridiculous, but definitely.
Well, yeah, I mean, they didn't have like stupid, you know, sayings for
philosophy.
Insecure men on it, but
yeah, for sure.
Philosophy. But yeah, like it had like, you know, that classic Billabong surfer design or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Both very much shirts of the time.
Oh, 100%. So Ted enters and they do one of the most ridiculous handshakes I've ever seen on ever recorded. Ted again offers the roadhead, but Danny says no thanks. Danny gives him some homemade bread. And Ted tells Danny about Brad, that he saw Brad earlier, that, you know, he thinks that she's hot, but then also says that, check out this guest, like, you know, this city girl, she's never been around a horse in her entire life, blah, blah, blah. And then he also mentions to Danny that he's a senior staff. I think those were like the important parts of that scene. Am I missing anything? Oh, I lost you there, buddy. Huh, that's weird. So Yehel, we lost Yehel there for a second for some. Yeah. There he is. Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. I when I plugged in my I had a problem with my Bluetooth headphones, so I plugged in wired ones and Skype was like, "Well, I'm going to use these for a microphone." They don't have microphones. But anyways, yeah, I think you pretty much covered all the important points. So one thing I really like about this scene, and really all the characters, is like everybody, even Ted, is likable. They don't, even though he's supposed to kind of be the one that's the pain in the ass,
sure,
you know, the quote annoying one, he's still pretty likable, you know, and deep down he's a good guy. And they didn't do the typical thing they do on a lot of like kid shows where they make like, you know, two people just like not get along and be super mean and catty to each other just for the sake of creating drama.
Right.
Like, even though people give Ted a hard time about like him being like every 5 minutes, "Oh, I'm a senior staff." Mm. Everyone congratulates him earnestly. And then they immediately followed up with, "Well, what is that anyway?" You know?
Right. Right. Well, and I'd also say a big difference from the, you know, the whole create drama kind of thing is that, I mean, it's clear that Danny and Ted have a past, that they already pretty much know each other and they were friends before anyway.
Yes, I like that a lot too. Like everybody felt like they already knew each other, like they had a history. And again, despite some of the dialogue is clunky, the cast has pretty good chemistry.
Yes, yes, yes. They're all pretty charismatic and yeah, they definitely do a good job feeding off one another.
Yeah, they feel like a bunch of old friends.
As we're about to see. So now, Melody knocks at the door, and Ted and Danny hide. Then she comes in, and they try to have like a three-way with her.
Yeah, this was weird. Like, she knocks on the door. She's like, "Is everybody decent?" And Ted's like, "Oh, hold on a second." He hides behind the door. Danny says, "Okay, go ahead and come on in." And once Melody is in, so she walks in the door, she's facing Danny, And then Ted, who was behind the door, he comes up from around the door, and now he's behind her. She's in between them, and then they like slam into her and yell sandwich.
Yeah, I mean that.
And she's like, and then, and her response is like, oh no, we're not spending another summer of this again.
Yeah, yeah, it's like they already did it once. And she's like, no, this, I already had a couple of three ways. I don't want another one.
So, yeah, it was real weird.
Like, I get it, you know, they probably wanted to, it's like a prank. See, if this was Salute Your Shorts, it would have been way more elaborate. Like, the and there would be like, you know, eggs and slime and like gack involved and stuff, but I guess they didn't have the budget for that, so it's just like, look,
all the budget went to making Ted look, he got all the gross stuff this episode.
Yes, oh, falling in a water trough, but he did get muddy later, but anyway, we'll get to that.
No, and he got dirt, a bunch of dirt and sand on him when he gets thrown off the horse, sure. And then he ends up in the mud again.
Yeah.
He does pull Bradley, Brad, in there, but...
Yep, and then it gets real erotic, but we're going to get to that in a second.
Yeah. Well, maybe he just knew she was a mad, bad girl. Mm,
absolutely, a horse crazy, I hear.
Yeah. So that's Danger Zone 5. The fifth Danger Zone is... horses. I don't know what.
Oh God. So Ted once again tells Melody that he's senior staff. They hear a ruckus going on outside, and so they do, and then they find a horse. The horse's name is Rocket. I mean, pretty cliche if you ask me, but it's freaking out and is surrounded by a few other ranch hands trying to control it.
This horse was going nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that shit looked legit dangerous back
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. And so, basically, Lucy, the older, I guess, senior ranch hand, I don't know if that's her actual title, but that's basically what she is. She sees Ted, like, looking at the horse.
They call her the ranch milf,
the I believe. Ranch milf. Yeah, she sees Ted basically salivating over the horse, basically. And she says, no, Ted, I see what you're thinking. You can't ride that horse because the new owner says only horse wranglers can break in a new horse. And then a red Jeep pulls up. Inside is Mr. Ernest, and he is and his son, and they are basically the new owner of the Bar None Ranch. Mr. Ernest is super excited, but his son, Buddy, he's just too extreme for a dude ranch. He's more concerned about the fact that he doesn't see enough sidewalk to ride his cool skateboard on. So what do you think about the introduction of Mr. Ernest here?
It's fine. It's, you know, you kind of like your typical Nickelodeon bumbling adult in charge kind of character. Mm-hmm. You know, pretty typical for the time. He's like a Mr. Belding type.
Sure.
I would
absolutely.
Say.
Absolutely.
Where not that he's incompetent or anything like that per se, but just a little bit of a bumbling, not fool, but how would you describe it?
I mean, I think you're on the right track. This is definitely a fish out of water, Mr. Ernest is, because he is basically I think they said he was an accountant. Basically, he's going through a midlife.
He's an accountant from New York.
He's going through a midlife crisis because he and Buddy's mom have got a divorce. And so he decides he wants to buy the Bar None Ranch and, I guess, try to be a real man because he wasn't enough man for Buddy's mom, I guess. At least that's the headcanon that I've got going on here. Come on, I know you're thinking it too. he's a sincere, I'd say a pretty sincere guy, not really like a hard ass. Yeah, more of a bumbling type. I don't even ever remember him like getting like angry or like cross with anyone, but it's been a long time since I've watched this show.
Yeah, I don't really remember that either. You know, maybe at most like a stern talking
sure.
to. But yeah, I really don't recall him ever being like a straight up asshole. I remember him having like a few episodes, maybe it was more than a few, where he has like a few zany schemes,
sure.
To like drum up interest in the ranch, you know, to get more guests and that kind of stuff. And his son, I think, even says something about his dad always comes up with crazy
yes,
ideas or something.
He does say that, a little foreshadowing, if you will. So Melody enters the female bunk to find Brad already unpacking. That is, Brad is a woman. Have you ever known any women named Bradley in your time?
Not Brad. I've met a few Michaels before.
That's a new one for me then. But
yeah, it's not as uncommon as we actually, funny enough, one of the captain on Star Trek Discovery, yeah. Her name is Michael.
That's what I was thinking.
But I mean, that wasn't the first time I had heard it before, but
all right. Well, I mean, I just thought that was a odd, interesting choice, basically. But anyway, Mel once again thinks that Bradley is a guest, but Brad corrects her. Then they start talking about Ted. This is years before the Bechdel test, everyone. So just please bear with them. Mel offers her to borrow some clothes, but Brad is like, no, thanks. Which I thought that was funny because it makes it shows that, you know, Brad is a little stuck up. She's kind of your Ivy League snob, if you will.
But also, you know, it also sounds like she's I could see it that way. And I think that is what they meant. But it could also be taken like, oh, she is rich, so she brought plenty of all kinds of clothes and she just doesn't need any. But I think you're right, because even the way Melody reacted was kind of like, oh, okay.
I think I remember future episodes. There's like one where I think Ted and Brad, they get lost in the desert or something. And Brad is a real sort of priss about the whole thing, at least that, if I remember correctly. But anyway, so now we're outside. It's daytime. Melody is chatting with Mr. Ernest. She tells him where everything is. Mr. Ernest has no idea where anything is. Mel then leaves, and Mr. Ernest decides to touch a cactus. I guess this is the start of the a lot of bumbling stuff for Mr. Ernest. It's a little little cartoony, but I mean, it serves, I guess, the tone of hey dude here, what do you think?
Yeah, and it's a kid show, sure. You know. But yeah, like this is when like the whole like bumbling thing starts, like you said, and then like he can't like figure out where his office is, and I mean, it's fine. It's like you said, a little cartoonish for sure.
So cut to Buddy walks with Ted and Danny. Buddy tells us his mom and dad are divorced, and he also mentions that they're from New York. Buddy then moves along to go do something else, and Ted zeroes in on Brad. So, yeah, Ted is definitely our Zach Morris apex sexual predator in this show, if you will. I could definitely see Ted and Zach hanging out, talking about their conquests at some point. But Ted tells Brad he's going to show her how a real cowboy rides. And then Ted attempts to ride the rocket from before, and he almost gets trampled by the horse. But Brad, she helps scare the horse away. She like flings her arms around like that. And Ted apologizes and says it won't happen again, because the next time he will ride that horse. What did you think about that whole scene there, almost getting trampled?
It was fine. I mean, this is all like pretty predictable at this point in the story. It's fine. You know, like eventually like someone's gonna break the horse, mm-hmm. you know, and it's probably not gonna be Ted.
Right. I do like though that he's so hard headed that he doubles down. I also like the way that it was shot. It actually felt like Ted was in some real danger. Was the best they could do at the time anyway. So Mr. Ernest shows up and asks Ted why his clothes are so dirty. And I don't know about you, but I find a lot of the humor in this pretty, pretty eye rolling. But they're trying. It is the pilot after all. Mr. Ernest says, but basically they come up with an excuse. Is this when they say, oh, he has to, they're breaking in the clothes.
Yeah. Which, I will say, I mean, I thought this wasn't like particularly funny either, but I do like that earlier we saw Mr. Ernst talking about breaking in his boots and he's been having trouble breaking his boots. So like you can kind of, you know, go along with, okay, he might buy this because he doesn't know anything about like, you know, cowboy life or ranch life, and he's trying to break in his boots. So he's like, he might think, okay, yeah, I guess you got to break in your ranch clothes too.
Right. And then it just gets even more ridiculous. So Mr. Ernest said,
and Danny keeps like throwing dirt on Ted. He's like, oh yeah, you got to break him in some more. And he's like, oh Danny, yeah, we got to save some dirt for the rest of us, of everyone.
That's so bad. It's almost good. Yeah. So Mr. Ernest says he has a new duty roster and it will be posted outside his office, but he doesn't know where it is and can they take him to it. And now we are with Buddy. He talks to his dog, Cassie. I remember this was like an ongoing thing in the show. Melody attempts to make friends with Buddy. Ted shows up and tells Brad to hold a rope because he's going to ride Rocket, the wild horse. She's against it, but grabs the rope anyway. And Ted once again falls into the water trough. I bet you just...
Yeah, like her and Buddy, Melody and Buddy do a thing where they are holding the rope and then they let go of it, releasing the tension, and Ted falls in the trough again.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, if only there was a laugh track there to tell me when to laugh. But so Danny shows up and Ted says he wants to ride Rocket and says that Melody is going to help and he needs help from Danny to keep him from getting hurt, which is a very psychopathic thing. He's basically goading his friend into helping him to keep him from getting hurt.
Right. He's like, if you don't help me with this thing, I might die.
Yeah, how are you going to live with yourself, Danny? You might just disappear from the public eye, and then people will just have to wonder what happened to you after that. So Mr. Ernest shows up and mentions that his clothes, that Ted's clothes are now wet, and Ted says he's still breaking in those clothes. And then Mr. Ernest wants to hire Ted to break in his clothes too. Which I don't know. I guess is a, if you were going to put a cap on the end of this running gag, I guess this would be the way to do it. What do you think?
Yeah, I guess so. Again, I just didn't think the whole like breaking in clothes thing was like very funny.
It
but
feels like
I
first draft jokes, basically.
Yeah, I do appreciate that they like, you know, had running jokes though throughout it. I mean, I think they've got the right ideas, you know, maybe just the actual dialogue itself and execution just isn't quite where it needs to be.
Agreed. So Ted attempts to ride Rocket as the rest of the ranchers look on. Ted gets on, but Rocket kicks him off into the mud. Ted says a real rider takes chances. And then Brad ends up getting on Rocket, no problem, in slow motion. Call back to last week's episode of Mutant X, where way too much slow motion was used. I don't think I'm ever going to not forget about Mutant X whenever I see slow motion. Brad then says that she's the new riding instructor. Ooh, what a twist. Ted then pulls her into the mud. Lucy shows up and says that they were all warned and she's got a special project for all of them. Any comments on our big climax here?
I thought it was interesting that, and I don't know, maybe she had experience before with the horses, but it really is Brad getting on the horse. And I mean, it doesn't really do much throughout the slow motion sequence, but at the very beginning of it, it does like, you know, get up on its hind legs and kind of jump around a bit with her on it. So I was pretty surprised about that. But you know, she's not a kid at this point. I'm pretty sure that she's of age. You know how I'm sure, Steve?
Because you watched that movie she was in.
I Danger Zone 4 is available on Internet Archive, and I a little bit playing here in the background, and let's just say I saw a lot more Brad than I ever thought I would.
Now that's research that you'll never find on any other podcast/YouTube
that's
show.
Right.
Forget Secret Galaxy. They're not watching Danger Zone 4.
She and it seems like every other woman in that movie is just topless at one point or another, is all it is.
How about that? Well,
There's no actual sex scenes.
I see. A good old good.
Despite that being their weapon. Interesting.
All right. So cut to they are then they're cleaning out the barn or the stables. Basically, they being Brad, Danny, Mel, and Ted. And basically, they're just chatting or whatever. And then Brad and Danny and Mel squirt Ted with the water hoses. Cut to Mr. Ernest is massaging his feet. And then he asks Danny if it would be okay if he could use some sort of horse medicine on him, on his feet. Danny tries to warn him, but he goes ahead and does it anyway. And then the medicine burns him. And then that is the end of episode one of Hey Dude. I don't know. Better watch out for that crazy horse medicine, Mr. Ernest. any comments about those last two scenes?
No. I mean, again, it was fine. It definitely felt like, I think you hit the nail on the head, like a lot. The comedy parts felt first draft stuff, level stuff. The characterizations and those kind of things did feel pretty solid, though.
Yes, I definitely agree with that. Before we jump into the verdict, I do have a little bit of a trivia here. And Hey Dude was actually filmed on location at a real dude ranch called the Tinque Verde Guest Ranch outside of Tucson, Arizona. However, they actually built other sets, like sort of off to the side, so it wouldn't interfere with the guests. And apparently, if you go to said guest ranch, you can actually still find the decaying remains of the Hey Dude set.
Take a safe decaying remains of Joe Torres.
And yes, the ghost of Joe Torres is said to haunt said
remains. Maybe he never left. Maybe he's still there.
Wow, how Lynchian. I like the sound of that. This is going to make for a fun TikTok for sure. But I don't know about you, man, but I'm thinking road trip. let's see. I thought I had more than that. But also the show was canceled when Nickelodeon decided they wanted to move all of their production to Orlando. And they couldn't justify the production costs of filming in Arizona. So that is why Hey Dude was canceled. All right. Unless
I also have a little bit of trivia.
Is it about Danger Zone 4?
No, we don't want to get kicked off YouTube, but so Ted, the actor that plays Ted, was not the original Ted. In fact, they had to reshoot the pilot because they shot it with another Ted first. And according to Miss Danger Zone 4, Miss Brown, she says that like basically that Ted was, and I don't, it's hard to tell like from this interview that she did if she was referring to Ted the character or Ted the actual actor. I think she's talking about the actual actor. Because she said, I'll have the quote here. We had a different Ted first, and then we shot the pilot, and then we got picked up, and then they decided that Ted was, he was a very nice person, but he was harder. He was edgier. He was very edgy, if that's the right word to use. And then I remember meeting David, the guy who ends up playing Ted. Then I remember meeting David on set, and he just oozed niceness and kindness. So it seems like she's talking about...
Right.
The actor that they had originally for Ted, you know, maybe it sounds like he might have been a bit of an asshole.
Or maybe he was just too good. Like, did you ever hear that the original Marty McFly was Eric Stoltz? But
there's like footage.
Yeah,
isn't there?
But they thought he was too good, so they basically replaced him with Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
So there you go. It was. I bet it was Eric Stoltz. He was the original Ted. He was too good once again. So they fired him and replaced him with the current Ted, who's just a little bit nicer. So there you go. Niceness trumps talent any day of the week. Are you ready to render your verdict, sir?
Yes, sir.
Remember before I rated that was the question.
All right. So Ranch Hand Velasquez... Do you think that a Hey Dude should be remembered for all of human history, or tossed into the black void of obscurity, never to be heard from again?
So even though this first episode isn't great, it's not like terrible either. You can definitely see that there's like something there. And I know we normally just judge what we watch based on the pilot, but I'm very familiar with the series this time. So for me, it should definitely be remembered. I would say if you want to see it, it's on Paramount Plus. I'm sure it's available in other ways as well. But the pilot, I feel like this is probably one of the weaker episodes of this series.
I definitely agree with that remark. And I think you hit the nail on the head earlier when you said that, the jokes and the comedy are pretty bad. But they do have a good, solid foundation for the characters. This is not in your face like a Salute Your Shorts or, really sort of funny and wacky like a Saved by the Bell. This almost feels like a teen drama or something at times.
It's almost like cozy.
It's subtle. It's almost, it's almost like a hangout show. It's like you're just hanging out with these very likable characters. If that's what you want to do, then Hey Dude is definitely the show for you. I wouldn't say I love or will probably even watch any more episodes of Hey Dude, but I did enjoy it overall. So it'll be remembered for me. So yes, Hey Dude shall be remembered.
In accordance to Obscurity Now, the most important streaming YouTube podcast in all of the internet, you shall be remembered. Yes. Good show. Good show.
All right. Well, I think that was a nice little revisit to the Bar None Ranch. Did you have anything else you wanted to add before we sign off?
No, I think that will do it. I thought there was something else I was going to say about the show, but
I mean, anything about you personally that you want to mention, that you were secretly the co-stars of Danger? I was going to say Danger Room, Danger Zone 1-3.
I'm actually Joe Torre.
Oh, whoa. What a revelation. I knew it. Oh, wow. Wait till I tell Andy. that is our show. I've got pages coming in for Escape to Earth 3, and I guess I'm going to be going to WonderCon at the end of this month, so as a guest, not as a vendor, but I'm gonna walk around with a shirt and it says "Ask me about my comic book," and if somebody wants to buy one, it's gonna be right there in my backpack. All right, well, make sure you subscribe if you haven't. Leave us a comment about what you think about Hey Dude. And we will see you next Sunday as we continue to unearth more obscure media, only on Obscurity Now. See you next time, dude!
You've been enjoying Obscurity Now, a podcast that's recorded live to tape and streamed to Twitch and YouTube. Subscribe so you never miss an episode or hilarious quip. Take us with you by following the download links provided in the show notes to wherever you get podcasts. And take notice of our various social media links, if that's what you're into. I'm not here to judge. And make sure you join us live next week at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, as we continue to discuss more obscure media only on Obscurity Now.